Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Pleasantville is growing. Let's go in depth with Joe Merstick, Pleasantville City Manager and Police Chief. So Joe, let's do a little update on what's happening in Pleasantville. What are some of the major things that are happening? I know Jasper Street's coming to completion. I know housing development's going on. There's some things happening with the library. Have I missed anything?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everything's going on here. It seems like just a busy time of year. So Jasper Street, yeah, is going on. They did the last section of the street last week, and then they should be wrapping things up, and we hope to have that street completely open by August. That's including the sidewalks and the driveway entrances and stuff like that. Should be completed by then. That's going to be a great project for us. Once that's opened up, we anticipate the traffic counts going up even higher than what they are now. I know that I just pulled up a report this morning from a speed camera that we have here. It's a reminder. It doesn't issue citations, but just based on the analytics on that camera, we have over 18,000 cars within 30 days, and that's on a partially closed road. Wow. So I would imagine that number will go up at least double that once that street's open. So it just gives us kind of an indication of what how to plan for our downtown area and other crucial areas of the city, which kind of opens up a different avenue of what we have right now.
Well, and I know one of the goals was to funnel some of the traffic that's coming from west of the city to Lake Red Rock to put them on a better street, right?
Correct, yes.
And then will that mean anything for economic development in Pleasantville proper?
Yeah, we hope so. I think we're working directly with the Chamber right now on some new and unique ideas to kind of spark some interest in our downtown. Right now, we have the grocery store that was closed down a few years ago. A lot of interest in that, of what's going to go in there, what type of businesses would be functional in Pleasantville. And then there's an area on the west end of town, which is currently kind of an opened 13, 14 acre field next to People's Bank. And we're working with the developer to make some commercial and residential parcels up there available. So,
well, what are you thinking for commercial?
We don't really have anything in mind right now. I think it's more of a developer doing the research to see what will actually fit in Pleasantville. There's a lot of statistics that we have. For instance, you know, there's been talk of pharmacies going in here, automotive store or automotive like a Napa or another O'Reilly's or something like that going in here, and just based on the numbers that we see, those would probably work, but it's really up to the developer to kind of present something to the city that they think that would work in Pleasantville, and we can kind of proceed forward as far as what economic incentives we can give them.
And so that's near the intersection of Jasper and Highway 5.
Yes, it'd be on the far west end next to People's Bank.
And so it'll attract some of the traffic off of Highway 5.
That's the goal, yes.
But not have it be so much traffic that it would bother the residential neighborhood.
No, I don't. Yeah, that's not the plan. I mean, the plan is part of that's zoned commercial already. The idea of having some smaller businesses there or a business there there's been talks about it being kind of a 9-to-5 business, whether it be an office space or something that would be closed down during the night, that it wouldn't draw a lot of traffic into a residential area. But it also get people off the highway, and I think the goal, at least some of the businesses downtown, is if we get them off the highway, how do we attract that traffic to keep going to the east and keep going down to our downtown, because we want those businesses to succeed.
More in depth after this.
I can continued my conversation with Joe Murstick, Pleasantville City Manager and Police Chief. Well, and there's nice restaurants that you want to put people in the behind the tables, in the seats.
Yeah, yeah. Pleasantville's blessed with really good places. I mean, we've got the Smoky Row Coffee, which is the original Smoky Row that was created in Pleasantville, Iowa. That attracts a lot of people. Of course, you have the Checkerboard. There's a unique business called Lakeside Living that does all sorts of crafty stuff. It's really worth a visit coming down to see what they have to offer. And, of course, we have the Frosty's Pub that has some of the best food around. So
there might be some opportunities for, I don't know, insurance agencies, you know, those kinds of service industries.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, we just did a kind of a survey last week as far as the empty grocery store, what would go in there. And surprisingly, we looked at maybe some, like a co-op, something like small spaces that would be affordable for maybe a startup businesses to maybe rent and to kind of showcase what merchandise they have to offer just in certain areas, and then maybe have multiple spots in there. And that overwhelmingly was supported by I think we had over 1,000 responses on that. So it's there. It's just a matter of somebody taking the chance and developing it into maybe and make it worthwhile for people to come down.
Now, I know this isn't exactly your responsibility, but you, as city manager, it's important in terms of sports facility upgrades with the school. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I think we're working with the school right now. We have some of our infrastructure is right underneath the school property, the particularly a water main. So we were working with the school to make sure that as they grow, where are they going to grow at, and making sure that we don't interfere with where they're actually going to grow, and we can if we have to relocate that water main, we do it in an area where it's not going to be an issue with them. So
more in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Joe Murstick, Pleasantville City Manager and Police Chief. Every indication is that Pleasantville is going to grow.
It is growing, yeah, and it'll be interesting to see when the census comes out what that number is. As you know, at the last census, I think there was only two towns that actually grew in Marion County, Pella and Pleasantville. And although Pleasantville's small, we take a lot of pride in. And with the traffic counts that we have, that we're seeing on Highway 5, I anticipate our census to go up quite a bit.
Is the city making a big push for people to respond?
Yes. Yeah, we worked with the U.S. Census from last year. They came in and we've had several meetings with them. We've tried to push it out on social media, encourage people, knocking on doors, just going down there and helping the seniors, submit their information through the Census Bureau and stuff like that. So I think we've had a pretty good response from that. But it's kind of like, who knows? Until that number comes out, we don't know. But I can tell you we've done our best to try to get that out there.
Well, it has major, major implications for every city.
It does. It certainly does. And, you know, Pleasantville's always on that edge to where we're growing, but we're not quite there to get a lot of some of the larger grants that we'd like to see. So I think eventually we'll get there. It's just a matter of making sure that our numbers are accurate and we get the benefits of what we need and we should be getting based on the population.
Now, one of my favorite places is the library.
Mm-hmm.
And for people that don't know, it's privately held. And the city is looking to possibly bringing it in as a city library. Is that the case?
Yeah, the trust fund that was set up for the library has went on many, many years. And unfortunately, that fund's now running out of money. And they've approached the city several years ago as, hey, how do we partnership or how do we transition into keeping this library open and making it available to our public? And they've done a wonderful job of as far as doing the upgrades that were needed for that building and making sure that people actually come into the library. To me, it's not a library. It's more of a community center. It's a center where, yeah, you can certainly grab a book, you can check a book out, but it's so much more than that. And they have so many things, activities going on there for anywhere from the younger children to all going up where the seniors, seniors can go and meet. So it's a great area. We're looking forward to kind of working with them. And at some point, we will probably have to look at having a special election and putting that out for the vote. I just don't know when that's going to be and what time frame is on that. But the city council has to make some decisions as far as how much support financially we're gonna be giving the library.
Yeah, I've got to give a shout out to them for their great kids programs. So important for the kids, summer programs.
It is, and we, you know, the police department takes a very, very small role in that, but a lot of times we'll come read with the cop day, or we've done a bicycle rally where we fit kids for bicycle helmets and teach them the safety of riding a bike and making sure they're stopping at stop signs and obeying the traffic laws. But it's amazing that that such a small library can have that many people in there at once. It's, you get a big crowd in there, and it's kind of rewarding. You know, it really is to see a small library like that having that many people. It's a great, great service that we have for a small town.
Anything else that's happening in Pleasantville that people should know about?
Our housing growth continues. They're putting some new houses up behind Casey's. And there's some more houses are for sale right now, but the market seems to be very, very hot in Pleasantville, and I'm not sure there's not one answer of why that is. I think a lot of it's a combination of having a really good school district that we have, the proximity to Des Moines, and having that good small town feel environment.
Have you talked to those folks that have moved into the houses?
Yeah, I've talked to a few of those people. Nice, quiet area up there, and I know that there's some of the newer homes are almost completed, and I think they're for sale right now, or they will be shortly. So
it'd be interesting to know why they moved here.
Yeah, it is. It always is, and I know we work with the chamber too, and as far as a welcome basket and stuff like that, and it's really good to talk to people like that, and everybody has a story. It's just what is that story, and why did you come to Pleasantville, and it's. It's just kind of like I came to Pleasantville for a job, but it's the people that made me stay, and that's why I'm here today.
Thanks to Joe Murstick for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.